Well, we've talked a wee bit about accents in Ireland, and last time we were talking about County Down By. Actually, I often call it County Up and Down, because of all the wee hills we have here. A geographical feature called a drumlin, which is a rounded hill formed by the ice melting after the ice age and flood. It's called Basket of Eggs topography, and I think you can find these in parts of the US and Canada too. In between these wee hills, you'll either find a bit of a bog or a wee loch, great for fishing and water skiing and stuff like that. Anyway, that's the part of County Down I come from. Beautiful landscape, with something new to be seen over every hill and around every corner. And I'm planning to move back there in the near future. At the moment, I'm in the process of turning a wee stone barn into a house, a cottage really, with a wee river running just across the road from me, and hills all around. It's called Listooter, and it's a really beautiful place, very green. There's a lot to come for a visit. Most of the County Down phrases I use, I heard from my mother, who was reared in the County Down countryside. We were brought up in the country, in what had been part of my grandfather's land. We'd be playing down in the shuck, building wee dams and stuff, up to our rucksters in Glower and making a bit of a stir. My mother kept a wean of hens, chickens, you know, and my brother and I'd have to lift the eggs, collect them, and wash them and pack them into an egg case for the lorry to take for sale in town. The lorry would also bring the groceries and pig meal for feeding the pigs. My mother would spend all Saturday morning baking. When we were wee, we'd be allowed to help her, cutting shapes and eating bits of fresh dough. She'd use soda and wheaten meal, that's wheaten meal, and buttermilk to make soda farls, kern soda, you know, with currants in it. Wheaten farls, treacle bread, soda made with treacle in it, potato bread, potato apple, and griddle scones, all made on a big iron griddle over a gas stove. There's nothing like the taste of freshly baked kern soda with a taste of butter spread on it. It's hard to find some of them things in the supermarket these days.